Beloved radio friends, we greet you and we warmly welcome you to the blessed privilege of studying the Word of God together. We continue the ministry of God's Word from the second Psalm, that messianic Psalm that sets before us the coming monarchy, the great rule of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Israel. We read the Psalm again. I trust that you'll read it with me in your Bible too. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen of the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. For blessed and happy are all they that put their trust in Him. Once again we pray that God Himself by the Spirit will bless the hearing and the reading of this portion of His Word, and also instruct our minds and bless our hearts with the truth this chapter contains. We present again to our listening audience a fourfold division of this psalm, every three verses forming a division. The first section, the voice of the nations, we have heard. The second section, the voice of God the Father, verses 4 through 6. And third, the voice of God the Son, in verses 7 through 9. And last of all, the voice of God the Holy Spirit. May I please once again point out the blessed fact. You have the whole Godhead represented, the Father speaking, the Son speaking, and the Holy Spirit speaking, all in relation to the nations of the earth, of whom we have studied in the first three verses. We've also listened to the voice of God the Father, as He responds to that worldwide agitation, to that worldwide imagination, to that worldwide amalgamation and worldwide insurrection that is yet to appear against Jehovah above and against His anointed, the Messianic Christ. We've also noticed His divine dominion from heaven above and His divine derision upon the desire of the human race and the nations below, and the expression of His divine displeasure and His determined decree, I'll put my king and make him the king of all the earth, and I'll place him at Jerusalem, the capital of the world, upon my holy hill of Zion. Now we come to the third division, in which we listen to the voice of God the Son. And I hope, my beloved radio listener, if you read the psalm, if you're studying it with me, you'll recognize these separate voices. Very clearly you can recognize the psalm divides in such a way. Now we listen to what God the Son declares. You ask, first of all, if I may point out, in verse 7, I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Now you please note, please will you not note it, the unique relationship of this Son, the divine Son of God, as He declares the decree that the Lord Jehovah has said to Him, Thou art my Son. my beloved, may I say, the greatest and the dearest object to the heart of God the Father is God the Son. And here in our text, may I make it very evident and clear, it does not suggest that he had a beginning when he goes on to say, this day have I begotten thee. For you find this requoted again not only by Peter in one of his messages in the book of the Acts, you find it requoted in Hebrews chapter 1 also. May I point out the significance of these words? Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. It is in relation to his resurrection from among the dead. The one who has come through death, dying for our sins, dying to put away sin from the universe of God, satisfying the righteous justice of God among. And now he declares, the Lord said to me, thou art my son, I have no other heir but you, the heir of the universe, the appointed heir of all things. Read, if you will, Hebrews chapter 1. Read, if you will, verses 2 and 3. As God declares, he has spoken to us in these last days through the person of his Son. He goes on to say, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. My beloved, let me please state, the Son is the heir of all things. He's the heir of the world. He's to be the king of the world. He's to be the king over all the earth. And on not only the ground of his person as the eternal Son, but oh, may I point out to you that by his death upon the cross of Calvary, he's also purchased the qualification of being made the king of the earth. How many of you remember the title that was written over the cross? This is Jesus, King of the Jews. And that statement was true. And it is still true. And God is going to prove it. Having brought him from among the dead, he's going to make him and place him as the king over all the earth. Notice verse 8, if you please. Notice the universal possession that God the Father promises to the Son. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Once again would I remind you of the fact, when the devil tempted the blessed Christ of God in his humanity, seeking to break him down to do disobedience, as he showed him the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time from that exceeding high mountain. All these will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now may I make a statement? The devil could have done it. He is the king of the world today. He is the god of this age. He is the prince of this world according to the Bible. And I believe with all earnestness, and I see with plain eyes, he's running it. But the Father said to the Son, you ask of me, I'll give you the nations for thine inheritance. And well did the Lord Jesus refuse it. He refused it from the devil, and he refused it from men. He knew he must receive it from the Father. And the Father will give it to him. And as the Father promised, he will have the nations for his inheritance. He will have the uttermost parts of the earth for his possession. Come on, my friend, let's look at it sensibly. The North American continent, the European continent, the Asiatic continent, the African continent, the Southern continent of America. Name the five continents of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel, he's going to have universal possession. My beloved, let me say frankly, I grant that there are many men today, if they possibly could, they'd like to be the king over all the earth. One or two are going to try it. Well, some have already tried it and failed. Some are going to try it even before the Lord comes. and they'll get nearer to it, but they'll never fulfill it. But God will give it to his Son. Now, I want you to notice something. How that Son will subjugate, how we will make the world come and kneel at his feet. Notice verse 9. They're not going to be converted by preaching. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. My beloved, with all earnestness, though I believe and I indeed seek to preach the gospel, I find nowhere in my Bible that the preaching of the gospel will bring the world under the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, I find the opposite truth to that. But on the other hand, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, he will break the nations with a rod of iron. He will dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Let me quickly go with you in memory to the book of Daniel chapter 2. The great dream that was given King Nebuchadnezzar, which Daniel alone by God's help was able to interpret. That great image with a head of gold, with arms and breasts of silver, belly and thigh of copper, legs of iron and feet of iron and clay, the great Gentile empires of the world in one vision. They were smashed in pieces by a hand unseen that threw a stone against the feet of the image, and it crashed to the threshing floor and was blown away as the wind would blow the dust from the threshing floor, and we would see no more. My beloved, I want to tell you frankly, the Lord's going to smash all the nations. He's going to destroy them. I'll tell you, it's going to be a terrible day. I'm glad I belong to him. Will not be under that judgment and crushed in that day of adversity. Oh, don't forget these words of the Son. Our blessed Father, the Lord Jesus is coming. He's not coming as a Savior the second time, but as a judge to set up his kingdom in righteousness and in power. May somebody listen to it. In Jesus' name, amen.